Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A, actually from Terrigal, it's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Well, we're not actually talking new movies. We're talking Emmys today.
Yeah, because it's grand final time.
Yeah, it is. Shane A. Bassett loves it. G'day, Shane A. Bassett.
Hello, boys. Yeah, it's unusual to be talking to you on a Monday, but that only means one thing, that the award season has begun or is about to begin. And the Emmy Awards, the 72nd Emmy Awards, are going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, but it's going to be different this year because he's virtually hosting it. And even the nominees and the guests, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen because there's no one in the auditorium. And I'm assuming the winners might get their awards by someone knocking on the door of their house and presenting it to them that way. I'm not sure yet, but it's going to be interesting.
Geez, how about that?
Yeah. Wow, that is so funny. Imagine if they weren't home.
I know.
Or they're talking to someone else on the phone.
Or in the right part of Hollywood.
It's funny, the producers have said, expect the unexpected. And of course, you know, because of the COVID restrictions, the red carpet and everything, it's all so different. And I mean, there's still all the nominations are there. There's Australians involved, so many great television shows. But yeah, how it all pans out, I can't wait to find out.
So if you're a nominee, you got to watch it on TV. I think I'm going to make a prediction here, Shane. I think that what's going to happen is they're going to announce the nominees, and then the winner, there'll be a drone. It'll get flown in and just drone to their window, and then they'll go, okay, I want old mate to go to your window. You've won. And he goes and he gets it maybe. Who knows? Anyway.
Hey, you never know, or a hologram might be on stage. Look, I really don't know, Rob. I'd love to answer that question, but it doesn't matter. At least people will win, and the Australians have all got a good chance.
Which TV network is screening the Emmys, Shane, eh?
It's on Foxtel. It's streaming online, so you can watch it online, or if you have Foxtel, you have it. The red carpet will be from about 9 o'clock on the E network, and then Fox Arena will be showing the ceremony from 10.
Yep. Hey, look, among the Australians nominated, Tony McNamara, he was he part writer of The Crown, and that's only got my attention because Paddy wanted to know if The Crown was based on a true story.
Right. Well... It is about the Queen of England, Paddy. So that is correct.
What the question was, he took it out of context. All I said, is it true to life? That's what I said. He said,
okay.
Actually, that's a fair enough question because so many movies that are based on fact can get fabricated. Tony McNamara is actually interesting because he's already won an Oscar for a movie called The Favourite a couple of years ago, and he's been nominated before for an Emmy in The Crown. So he's very, very good when it comes to writing screenplays. But our actors involved, like Hugh Jackman and Toni Collette, have all got a really good chance.
And on your advice, I saw Bad Education. That's a good movie, isn't it? That's a really good movie.
Yeah, true story. And Hugh Jackman's just brilliant in it, him and Alison Jenny. I want to mention, too, Sarah Snook is a young actress who's been in a lot of television. She went overseas, done a couple of movies. She's in a movie called Succession. Now, this Australian actress is worthy of the nomination, but she's up against some people like Laura Dern and Meryl Streep in the same category. So that's tough going for your first Emmy nomination, but at least she's there.
Meryl Streep, she's royalty. Almost as much royalty as Jennifer Aniston is to Paddy.
Oh, hang on. I can watch We Are the Millers every day if I want.
That's a very funny movie, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I like We Are the Millers. Now, Jennifer Aniston, funny you mention her because you may or may not already know, she's nominated today for a television show called The Morning Show, which exposes a lot of stuff that happened behind a morning television show based on fact. It's a rare dramatic role for her. You can see it on Apple TV, the series. Her and Steve Carell are both nominated, and it's brilliant. She's very good in it, Paddy, if you haven't watched it yet.
Well, being a morning show, Paddy's hoping that Jennifer Aniston gives him some insight on how to do it.
All right, Shane, thanks for taking time out and looking at the Emmys. As you said, available on Foxtel. Thanks for joining us, mate.